Not doing it will be catastrophic. We'll have 8 degrees, we'll be 8 degrees hotter in 10, not 10, but in 30 or 40 years, and basically none of the crops will grow. Most of the people will have died, and the rest of us will be cannibals. Civilization will have broken down. What the few people who are left will be living in a failed state like Somalia or Sudan, and living conditions will be intolerable. The droughts will be so bad, there'll be no more corn growing. Not doing it is suicide. Just like dropping bombs on each other, nuclear weapons is suicide. So we've got to stop doing the two suicidal things, which are hanging on to our nuclear weapons.
And global emissions.
And then after that, we've got to stabilize the population. When I was born, there were
too... So what's wrong with the population? I mean...
With too many people. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff.
But
if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff.
Mr. Turner... I was wondering if you think it's a good idea to reduce 90% of the population because we are being overpopulated by a lot of...
90%.
80? Prince Philip said 80, sir. I go with 85.
I think 2 billion is about right.
Right, me too. Thank
One
you.
Child family.
Exactly. One child policy.
Ben, can you speak about your population control, saying you want to reduce the population to 95% extermination? You said you want a one-child policy, but you have five kids. It doesn't make any sense.
The youngest one is 40 years old.
All right, but understand. But,
and the world population then was 3 million.
But that's what the Nazis did with eugenics, sir.
Sir.
They wanted to destroy humanity.
Pay detail.
You don't got to tell you. I'm not even doing nothing wrong. Can you tell me what I did wrong?
You don't have permission here.
Yes, I do. I'm a legitimate person. I'm on the list, so I'm not even doing nothing illegal.
You talk to the management. You talk to the management.
All right. Ted Turner, you're an enemy of humanity, and your Nazi-like policies won't be tolerated.
I don't want to give you any trouble. I'm just trying to ask my questions, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm leaving, okay? Don't worry about that.
Why do you want to destroy humanity, sir? You're an enemy of humanity.
Why do you support eugenics?
Sure. The Nazis support eugenics. I'm on a public sidewalk and you cannot touch me. No, this is a public sidewalk. Get
it. Sir,
I'm just talking to him.
I got to step to the back.
So what'd you do at the Bilderberg group? That's where you decided your eugenics policy? Is it when the Bilderberg, just like the Nazis did, exterminated the Jews with eugenics? You're doing the same thing nowadays, trying to exterminate the normal people.
Is 80% the population enough? Is 80% enough? 90%? And who's going to decide who lives and dies?
Be ashamed of yourself. You are not our leader. National sovereignty will prevail, and we will not have a new world order. We won't have a one world government. The elite won't be in charge because the people and national sovereignty will always prevail, sir.
Eugenics is no laughing matter, sir. Depopulation is no laughing matter.
Your silence shows complicity, sir.
Ted, who's going to decide who lives and dies over your eugenics population program?
You're no better than a Nazi.